You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everybody. Well, it was an authentic political event last night, convincing even me, if you can believe that. But we want to know what you took away from Barack Obama's speech in Denver last night that closed the Democratic National Convention. Was it hype? Was it history? What does it mean for the election? We certainly don't know, but your take would be important. 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTAKE at thetakeaway.org. Where does Obama go from here? What did you take away from the speech? Any and all of that. Please get in touch with us. Now, you know, the economy is delivering very, very mixed signals under cover of this Democratic National Convention. Perhaps you were aware that this week the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation put hundreds of banks on the watch list, suggesting that the financial crisis is far from over. Yesterday, the stock market rose, but the volume was incredibly low. And GDP growth announced this week was 3.3% in the last quarter. Conflicting signals on the economy. Are we doing well or not? James Politi is a reporter for the Financial Times. We thought we would check in with him. James, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And I gather you were taking the pulse of America there in western Pennsylvania after the Barack Obama speech last night, correct?
That's right. That's right. I'm in Beaver County, Pennsylvania, which is outside of Pittsburgh.
Well, let's talk about the economy for a minute. I mean, at the beginning of the week, very precarious announcements from the financial sector. And by the end of the week, we have what looks like 3% growth in the last quarter. What do you make of it?
Well, what you're seeing is the different strands of the economy performing in different ways. There is definitely a credit crisis and a financial crisis, and we're seeing banks struggle without a doubt. And in fact, the FDIC had to boost the number of banks on its problem list. On the other hand, the export economy is doing very well because of the weak dollar, and that was the main driver behind the very high growth rate in the second quarter.
But then, is that gonna go away? Because now we've got the dollar surging and the euro is falling away because of concerns about a recession in Europe.
Right. The expectation is that the contribution of sort of the export boom to the economy is going to start to dwindle going forward. And that's just, you know, because of the weak dollar, but also because of slowing growth around the world, which obviously is a big a factor in sustaining exports. So those two factors are expected to hurt American exports going forward. And also GDP growth in the second quarter was helped substantially by the fiscal stimulus, which boosted consumer spending. And that is also expected to wane somewhat in the third quarter and going forward. So whereas...
But James, where does the bankruptcy filings fit into all of this? There were reports it surged 29%, the number of filings, in the past year. That's a large number.
It absolutely is a large number, and you're seeing a lot more companies not being able to sustain themselves, and you know, companies that aren't directly related to the export economy are having trouble staying afloat, and I would imagine that a lot of the bankruptcy filings are in construction-related industries. Mm-hmm. The housing crunch is still very much alive, and there's no sense of any sort of recovery until next year, although there has been a slowing in the pace of decline of house prices. But that's not enough.
Speaking of bankruptcies, I mean, Fannie and Freddie Mac, which have had such difficulties, stock price, tanking for quite a while. In the last couple of weeks, that stock price has really come back as there have been discussions in Washington about a bailout for Fannie and Freddie, the mortgage lenders. But now, all of a sudden, the Chinese appear to have unloaded an enormous chunk of Fannie and Freddie Mae's stock. What's going on there?
Well, I think what you're seeing, what you saw this week was a realization that any kind of government intervention or government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac might not necessarily wipe out all equity shareholders, and that's why we saw a sort of resurgence in the share price, because that was the perceived wisdom by the end of last week.
But let me just get this straight. So on some level, the Chinese selling is might be construed as a sign of confidence?
No, actually. I don't think that the Chinese selling will be construed as a sign of confidence. In fact, I think that's one of the main concerns regarding Fannie and Freddie, is that overseas buyers of debt and mortgage-backed securities issued by Fannie and Freddie are going to start to unload those securities. So the Bank of China's decision to sell those securities actually runs counter to the sort of mood this week.
Well, it just indicates the sort of pins and needles that both of those institutions are on, including the investors. James Politi, always a pleasure to have you sort these things out for us. James Politi, reporter for the Financial Times at the Beaver, Pennsylvania Bureau of the FT. Is that correct?
Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us, James.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.